Hello and welcome to Everyday Creation, a show about lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here to share a segment of my recent interview with self-love expert Dr. Darcy Lord. In this episode, Darcy talks about the five principles for self-love practice.
There are also five principles for self-love practice.
Yes.
So here we get into the everyday kind of thing that we can do.
Yes. And how do we do that? And bless you, what you said was the five principles for self-love practice. And I named it that way on purpose so that we don't just call it the five principles of self-love, because that again makes it kind of be like it's this static thing. And what I love about these things that I created is that we all have these really bright, beautiful minds. And self-love, in theory, I think we latch onto it like, okay, we're all intelligent now and we get it that us, you know, it's the whole thing about when you fly and the stewardess, you know, the flight attendant, sorry, they say, you know, put the oxygen mask, it's got to go on us first. So we kind of get it in theory, like when my bucket is filled up, then I'm better out in the world. But because I said I'm an ex-researcher and I still, you know, do research with clients and students and audiences, one of the biggest things people said is it gets in the way. It's an obstacle to self-love. Is people have literally said, I really don't know how to do it. I don't know what that means. So the five principles help you take any day of the week. You can pick any of these and you can just put it into practice. So the first one is to care about how you feel. And that sounds just so like, oh, okay, I'll care about how I feel. But can I tell a quick story about that one?
Absolutely.
So a good friend of mine who is an amazing healer, such a powerful being on the planet. And, you know, she and I were talking about this, about how lifting the vibration has to start with us putting ourselves into this circle of kindness. Because otherwise we're all out there teaching good things, but feeling yucky. And I said, I am just so sure that the very first principle for self-love practice is we actually have to become aware of and care about how we feel, especially emotionally and physically. And we were talking about that. And she said, Darcy, just the other day, her son, he was out running. He's a runner. She knows he's kind of a type A sort of guy. And as he was running, somebody drove by in a car that he thought the music was unsatisfactory and too loud. And so he yelled something. Her son yelled something at a passing car. And the car stopped and the guy got out and threw punches at my friend's son. Yeah, it was really bad. And then drove off. Now, there was no weapon. It was just hands, fists, but it was both people, angry words, angry, unsatisfied. He's okay. So that's why I can tell the story. But what she said was just so telling. And she said, Darcy, my son is just angry all the time and he doesn't even know it. And then she goes, and Darcy, do you know what? I think he wouldn't care even if he did know it. So this thing about our systems on the planet right now, having a default setting of stress or anger or sadness or depression that we just kind of go, I don't know, it's the way it is. And so the first thing is to care about how we feel, the same way as if someone that you love was right in front of you. If that man, I know he has a little girl, and if she said, Daddy, I hurt, or I feel bad, or I'm mad, can you help me? I have goosebumps. I know for sure he would scoop her up and be like, what can we do? How can we shift you? So us doing that for us, caring about how we feel. Negative emotions are not bad. They're part of our life, but it is in our capability to shift those. So the first principle of self-love practice is to care about how you feel and then kind of rescue yourself when you feel, when you're ready to be done. You were going to say something. Go ahead.
Just that is incredibly powerful.
It is. It is, because when we drive around and we look at people, have you noticed people like on the road when you're driving and you can feel it? It's like almost, I say this in quotes, but almost they want to be mad. And nobody wants to be mad, but we get so used to that. That's sort of our brain default. So literally, the first principle of self-love is we have to decide we care about how we feel. That way, if I'm sad or anxious, or if I'm watching the news, or if I'm watching other people who are angry, and I get this like, oh, I don't want it to be like this, I get to start with myself first. It's possible for me to be the place where love and light starts.
Darcy is the author of 52 Weeks of Relief and the upcoming Self-Love is Your Path. To learn more, visit drdarcylord.com or listen to the full episode in your favorite podcast directory or on YouTube. This is Kate Jones, asking listeners to please share this episode with anyone you know who wants to be more kind to themselves. Until next time, thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.